This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Tour Coach Podcast. I'm Tony Ruggiero here, as I always am, your host. And you're joining in on what we are now having is the Tour Coach Minis. And those are little 10-minute conversations with myself or Jackson Court, who's going to be hosting some of this. These will be 10-minute conversations and musings from around the world of golf, from around our travels, our friends, our players, other coaches, to give you more Tour Coach, more Dew Sweeper content during the week. We've got some exciting stuff coming up for each and every one of you. If you like what you hear on the podcast, you can always find more content as we're kind of spreading our wings, if you will, with Dew Sweepers TV on YouTube. And there's links to it in our description. Please support the Dew Sweepers and like our page there on YouTube. And to kick all of this off, we've got a great promotion running through Masters Sunday. And if you go onto our YouTube page and subscribe, and on any of the videos in the comments section, you just put hashtag Dew Sweeper TV. That's hashtag Dew Sweeper TV. Or you take a screenshot of this podcast, and on Instagram, you tag me at the Dew Sweeper and hashtag Dew Sweeper TV. We're going to sign you up for a drawing on Monday after the Masters for a set of Srixon irons, ZX 4, 5s, or 7s, 12 gloves of your size, and 12 dozen balls. I'm going to do that drawing Monday after the Masters. You can check the links in the description part of this podcast, or for a link to it, go to YouTube TV, type in Dew Sweeper TV, and watch some of the videos, listen to it, put in hashtag Dew Sweeper TV, or hashtag Pro Work, or hashtag Tour Coach, and you will register for the drawing the Monday after the Masters. That's a set of Srixon irons, 12 dozen gloves your size, 12 dozen Srixon golf balls, all to make you play better. And just like the Dew Sweepers radio show or the Tour Coach podcast, the Tour Coach Minis are brought to you by our friends at Srixon Golf, our friends at Bushnell, Buick, GMC, especially Mitch McConnell and McConnell Automotive, and you can't forget Vineyard Vines that keep us all looking good. So enjoy this episode of the Tour Coach Mini. And we're here with all the golf content you could ever want each and every week.
We got a good spot. Actually, this is my first time up here. Not your first time, no. Which is hilarious. We are sitting at Pete's Turn at Atlantic Beach Country Club.
Views.
Up top.
It's beautiful.
Great, right?
Yeah.
We got some good weather. Carly Cox Pruitt.
Yes.
Is here with me. Playing in the Atlantic Beach Classic first. Time Atlantic Beach has hosted an Epson Tour event. What do you think of the club, the course, a couple days coming up?
Everything has been great so far. I mean, this is definitely already, you know, one of the top events of the season out here. The course is awesome, really challenging, especially with the wind,
okay. As
we're seeing.
Possibly some rain coming as well.
Exactly. So, you know, all the elements that's usually part of the Epson Tour when we roll into town, we bring some kind of weather, it seems. So,
okay.
But despite all that, everything's been great, and I'm excited to play and compete out here and test the game on a really good course. So,
how many years on the tour now? This is your...
I guess this might be the start of my fourth season out here. Technically, it's my third one with, like, full status.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And we started working before last season.
Correct.
And you kind of flash back towards last season. You had an interesting start to the season where you missed a couple cuts and then you got sick out west twice?
Yeah, it was back-to-back weeks. It was like in Beaumont, which would have been our third event of the year, I got, you know, stomach bug and took me down midway second round, so I missed the cut, but because of that, and then it kind of followed into the next week, like into Tucson, I just still lingered, and without being too graphic, you know, hung around. So it took me down for 2 weeks back to back. I did play Tucson, but I didn't do any practice rounds or anything. Okay. So I just went out there like blind. And I was still pretty weak. I didn't eat anything for a few days. So yeah, it was a very interesting start to that season, or, you know, those couple events out west.
And then hit your stride.
Yes. Yeah. And I felt like I had been, it was one of those that, you know, you kind of feel silly sometimes, feeling like a broken record, saying like, I know I'm hitting the ball well, I know I'm doing all the right things, like I can feel it coming. Sometimes I think it's hard to believe that when you don't have, like, you know, proof right in front of your face, but yeah, just like believing that. And then had a few good events and then finished like third and second back-to-back weeks when we were in Alabama, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So that really propelled me and ended up getting me into Q-Series at the end of the season.
And then you had two other top tens, correct?
I did, yes. In Harris and then Albany, New York.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and then you got sick again at
I did
Q-School.
That one was
stop talking about getting sick.
I think I've done my fair share of like sicknesses for the next couple of years. Yeah. But that one was a little bit harder to swallow just because, you know, you work so hard to get there all year and you look forward to it.
And you're playing great.
Yeah.
You have momentum built.
Exactly. For it to just kind of be taken away. I mean, it was kind of the same song and dance. I saw like one of the nines of the two courses. So just leaned on, for me spiritually, like there's always a plan, and it's never been an easy journey for me in this golf process. And so just knowing like I was put there for a reason, I'm supposed to learn this. It stinks because it's, you know, the pinnacle of what we're trying to do in our game, and to have it so close yet, you know, just take away from you, not by just bad play. Mm-hmm. It was tough, you know, and like you said, damper on the end of the season, but I know
good
things
good
were
year.
Ahead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a great year to build going into this year.
Right.
So you had played two events already this year, and then we've got, this is the third one, and then you have a 4-week break, is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's, we will compete the end of that fourth week, because okay, we have a three and a half like weeks off, yeah.
So what does it look like for you starting this season with what you've built on the last couple of years, and then how, like you've talked about leading into this season, you feel like ball striking's there. We got into an argument about into the grain, but
yes,
I think we're settled.
We're over that now. Okay. We're good. We're clear.
And then putting wise, you know, the putter probably didn't show up the first two rounds. But what's cool for me to see is like last year, second half of the season, putting was good consistently for a while, and we had this station that you'd do with a straight putt, a left to righter, and a right to lefter, so that you could see your same lines and basically match your lines every day with different
right.
break. And I think that was a great platform for you to build on. And then almost going back into that a tick differently and maybe a little bit more specific with possibly the setup stuff, but again, kind of focusing on those left to righters, as like the right to lefters got more solid as time went on. Left to righters still might not have been there, but now we have a station tick more specifically for left to righters. But so you bundle all this up. You've got your putting stuff, you've got some short game, and you got your ball striking. Like, how is this? How are you going to use this and what you've learned last year to build on this year and get your LPGA Tour card?
You know, just kind of, I'm encouraged, honestly, like by a great, you know, season despite the way it ended, feeling like I'm a little bit more settled in like some of my knowledge as far as short game goes and like my tendencies and whatnot. So just kind of having like experience, I feel like I'm building on my knowledge, self-belief, like I know I've been here, I can do this. And so just find, like I said, I've hit it really well these last couple weeks. Did the results turn out? No, but like I know, again, I'm trending, and like I've been there last year, kind of a slow start to the season. That doesn't dictate like how you can finish and like the results that are ahead of you. And so I think, you know, there's a little bit to having experience out here and knowing some of the courses where I can focus a little bit more on, you know, prep as far as speed of the greens, you know, the things that you're trying to work into, not like trying to learn the course and do that, which is, you know, as a rookie or maybe even like a second year out here, you're still trying to do that. Of course, this is a new event, so that's a little bit different, but overall, you know, little things like that just all kind of come together. And then honestly, just being in like a good headspace, like not, you know, overdoing anything, making things a bigger deal than they are, kind of psyching yourself out, because whether it's out on the golf course or like in preparation, it can get in your head. And like I said, I lean back a lot on like golf is what I do, not who I am, because like you know, I'm defined by Christ in that aspect. So it's easy for me to just know, like, this is what I do. It's not all of Carly, yeah. but it's a huge part of Carly. And so just, like, kind of holistically just being in, you know, this, like, try to stay in a state of peace. I'm an anxious person in general, like, perfectionist type thing. So type A. So I think I've done a better job at, like, managing all of that and just, like, kind of finding my stride and, like, just how things operate and just being a little bit more, like, secure in, like, who Carly is. So
I love that. And we share that common bond and that faith, which I think is another reason why I like hanging out with you.
Yes.
And then you got Don over there dressed in black.
Yeah.
Another reason that's going to keep you on par this year.
Exactly. Don's been a huge help, and it's nice having that support on the course and off the course too. We've been a good team, and so I look forward to doing that again this year.
So, as I've gotten to learn you, mm-hmm. and obviously we only do short game together, as I've gotten to understand you and your game, you are big on understanding your tendencies.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because I think that's what some of the best players in the world do, is they understand their tendencies, maybe their good tendencies, what they're doing when it's good.
Sure.
And what it's like, and also maybe what they're doing when it's not good.
Right.
And working out of those tendencies. And I think we finally found that with your short game a little bit more specifically. So you have a strong club face. You like to turn and burn and hit really good draws. And then some of those characteristics creep into your short game, and we've got tight, grainy lies around this wonderful golf course, and all of a sudden, like, we've got a strong club face kind of going back into the ground, and that's a little bit of a dig. But you have talked about this shot that you learned last year in Arkansas that was, like, great contact all the time. You actually were able to control the spin and the speed,
yeah.
and all of a sudden you're able to roll with that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're trying to build this shot into your repertoire that's slightly different, where
yes.
it's a little bit more open face, the sole's a little bit more exposed, and it's been easier for you to do that with a 54 degree instead of a 58 degree.
Correct.
Right, and I think now, building on this stuff, is understanding your tendencies there with your short game and how you need to put that into play over time,
for
which
sure.
I think is where we ended, right?
If
you're learning this new shot, you might have a tendency with a miss now, and then all of a sudden you put the 54 into play, you have maybe a different tendency.
Yes.
But then having a template for you to go back to when you set up, right? We put a stick down at the target. We put one on the lie angle of the club to get the club face working a little bit more in and around you, so then we can kind of get the club face and what you've done at address, that sole exposed, that you can trust the bottom more.
Exactly.
Which is what you're trying to do on the golf course. Because it's funny how, regardless of what you're building on and your tendencies, people don't like to think out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to react.
Yes.
Can you talk into that with maybe specifically into your short game?
Yeah, and I think going back to, like, knowing my tendencies, I think old Carly would have been very judgmental off of, like, we look at a swing video or we look at putting and just be like, oh my gosh, that's not, like, picture perfect. That's not, you know, whatever. And then I realized, like, for me, just knowing my tendencies on the golf course, that way if something does go awry or I find myself in a situation, like, not comparing myself to other people, but, like, how does this usually turn out for Carly? And I think that was a big stepping stone in, like, me just learning how to, like, score, be more confident in my short game. Like, hey, I'm not going to judge myself for maybe not knowing the sick, you know, into the grain, like, very hard shot. I'll play my percentages, you know, and, like, have confidence in that, but also not be like, well, you should know this, like, going down that, like, spiral on the golf course instead of, like, positive self-talk. Like, hey, I know this for me. Like, this is my best chance at getting this up and down. So even though, like, it could go in a negative way, I think I'm trying to, like, spin things like, hey, this is great that I'm actually having something that I'm self-aware enough to play the percentages and not just being mad that I just stubbed it into the grain and being like, what am I doing? So for me, having that knowledge makes me feel more comfortable on the course and lets me react, but also know, like, oh, there is a little bit of thought there of, like, okay, this is me, these are my tendencies, let me put that nugget of thought in there, but also then just get up there and, like, read the lie, react.
That's really good.
Yeah, so that's kind of my thought process.
Two things you touched on there that pop into my mind. First of all, being able to know, like, okay, this is what Carly does and this is what Carly mm-hmm. needs to do, not paying attention to other people, because I've been around some, and you hear stories about people making it to the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, making it there, mm-hmm. and they get out there and they see what some of these people are doing around them, and then they try and change
their game. Don't reinvent the wheel, yeah.
It's like mm-hmm. they change the vehicle that got mm-hmm. them there.
Yeah.
It's like, why not learn how to drive in that vehicle? And it's probably much easier said than done.
Yeah. I mean, even out here from like college golf to now, you see so many different styles, and like you're not told by a coach like, hey, we're going here, doing this. Like, there's a lot more ownership that, you know, takes place in your game. And I think it's easy to kind of like observe and be like, well, they do this, well, they do that, like, you know, and almost like judge yourself for not doing that. I think it's always kind of like, today I wanted to learn that shot. I'm not gonna go like throw it into play tomorrow, but just like, it's kind of a bleed of progression yes. and improvement, but not being so hard on myself when I'm actually out on the course, because like, it's hard enough like as
Correct.
It is. So just
make it easy,
baking it in there and just like picking up the little tidbits of knowledge along the way. And that's a good thing too. Maybe you do observe something someone else does and you're like, wow, I might throw that into my arsenal and not be like, I have to abandon everything that I know now just to go
Correct.
Do what this person did.
Yeah.
So whether that's college golf to here to LPGA, you know, I think, like you said, there's certain things that got you to a point, but then there's also knowing there's a stepping stone of another level. So like, something has to give, but it doesn't have to be like, you know, all or nothing.
Yeah. And how to work through those stones,
mm-hmm.
which we talked about. Yes. It's going to be great to maybe have this one specific shot.
Sure.
Into the grain, using the sole, hitting this thing high and soft. But if you're out there and you have to hit this shot to get it in the hole on Thursday, compared to maybe all of a sudden you've got to get this thing up and down on Saturday on whatever, on the last round on 16 to give yourself a chance on 17 and 18, I think those are two different stories. But being able to build on those momentum and on those stones of maybe how your understanding of what you do, your
yeah.
preparation off the golf course, and then your application of that over a long period of time.
For
That's
sure.
awesome.
For sure. And just kind of taking that knowledge of, like, even if it's not that specific shot that we keep referring to today, but, like, this is just a general premise of, like, when there is grain into you, me trying to just, like, program that into the brain to just, like, if I am in the situation, like, well, this isn't my go-to, but, like, I do know the grain affects me this way. That's more of, like, the way that I approach it mentally, not, like, this shot. Like, it's good to know, like, we can refer to it as a specific shot, like the El Dorado one.
Yeah.
But just kind of knowing, like, in general, when you're in this situation, these general principles apply to then make an informed decision.
Train,
out on the golf course.
Train the brain and
yeah.
fire the gun.
Yeah.
All right, Carly. Thanks for sitting in.
Of course. Enjoyed
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero. And look, recently, several teachers I know and several players have had some scares with skin cancer. In fact, I recently went and saw a dermatologist here in town, and I had a couple things frozen off, eyelid, my face, my earlobe, and not getting any younger. And I know it's getting to that time of the season where it's cooler, but look, being in the sun is a real deal, and I've not been very good, to be totally honest, my whole career at using it at all because I didn't like how greasy it was, how hard it was to get off your hands, how it clogged up my pores. And then I found this sunscreen, Visor Skincare. It's clear. It goes on. It doesn't dry you out. It isn't greasy. It's like you didn't put anything on. By far, it's the best sunscreen I've ever used. Without a doubt, is the easiest to use. And we've got a discount code for all of you. All you have to do is go to visorskincare.com, is use our code word, DewSweeper. VisorSkincare.com, code word DewSweeper. I just want to remind everybody something that I forgot. Recently, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I went out. We went to a wedding, and afterwards, with some friends, we were like, hey, where's a great place to go? I'll be honest, like, in my travels and day-to-day, sometimes I get caught up and I forget some of the great places right around the corner. But I got to remind you about the Icebox Bar on 755 Monroe Street. I was blown away by just the whole vibe, the atmosphere, and with the Velvet Pig, the food in the back room, and the big screen TVs up front. We sat there and watched some playoff games. I was blown away by the atmosphere, the vibe, and just how cool it was to have the Icebox Bar right here near the DewSweepers downtown, near where I live. You're looking for a great place to go sit, watch some games, hang out, play some pool. You got to go to the Icebox Bar right there on Monroe Street. There's a good chance you'll see all of us hanging out. But do yourself a favor. Go visit the Icebox. It's one of the best places out there.